Here's a friendly suggestion. Those beautiful views deserve some new frames. Custom designs and superior service make getting new windows a work of art. A free, no-pressure renewal by Andersen consultation is just a call or click away. When it's time to talk windows, we'll bring the wisdom. Renewal by Andersen.
Plenty of great stories among the stars. One of them is Luke Wright. He's with Graham Bond.
Thanks so much for joining us, Luke. It's been a long, long run. You've been with the side since it started. You've gone through the four agonising losses, but finally you've got there. You've got into the final, and certainly last night's results helped things because the final will be here at the MCG on Sunday. Great performance.
Yeah, it sets up a very special day on Sunday, and I think it's probably more relief getting the monkey off the back. But we've had a great bunch all the way through, and as I said before, we knew we were going to have to use a squad, and the guys who have come in have done outstandingly well. And I thought the way we fielded and bowled today was very, very good, and obviously a world-class player in KP, that's why he's so good, that's why he's one of the world's best.
A lot of credit to your bowlers. They did it against Perth in Perth, and they backed it up tonight, kept them to 139, which was a target that obviously if you batted well, you were able to achieve.
It was, yeah. You need to keep this team to a small total. We know how good they are with the ball and in the field, so we had a lot of respect for them. But I think the nice thing all the way through, we've been a very relaxed bunch. We've gotten really, really well, and I suppose that showed today. There was we sat around watching the game last night, and we've all been pretty chilled. Got it wrong in the past a little bit, probably got a bit too stressed and put too much pressure, whereas I think that's one quality that Fleming has brought. He's just been very chilled with us, and as I said, managed everyone really well.
Luke, Darren Berry upstairs, congratulations to you and your team. Even more outstanding, I think, Luke, when you look at Hastings, Faulkner, Boland and Maxwell out of the team, you had to go to your depth, and I thought Worrell and Hilfenhaus in the last few games really stood up.
Yeah, we always knew we were going to need the boys to come through, and I thought that's where Fleming and all the coaching staff have been outstanding, getting those boys ready, and
yep.
And credit to those guys. You know, it's not easy when you're missing out in games, and you can easily come in and not start off.
Just losing you there, Luke.
Credit to all those guys. They prepared really well and shone through, and it sets up a great final against a very good side on Sunday.
You mentioned Kevin Peterson. We've got the binoculars on Clint Cooper. The chairman's come over with a big smile on his face. I'm sure he, Eddie and everyone involved, there'll be a lot of relief. But Kevin Peterson, you've played a lot with him. He's re-signed here for another 2 years. Has he nipped your contract off your righty?
Luckily, I nipped in first.
Well done.
And especially hearing people like AB de Villiers' names have branded around. I needed to score a few runs and get that contract signed. So, I think that's one nice thing. We've got a group of guys now that are signed long-term. And I can't, from what they're talking, there's not going to be many changes at all. And I think Flem's big thing is cohesion. And, luckily, we've got a group of guys that are getting on really well. And it's just been great fun. I mean,
yep.
One thing we've said all the way through, we've trained hard and worked hard, but we've really enjoyed each other's company. And I think it shows that when those guys have come in, there's been genuine, everyone's really pleased for each other when they're doing well. And I think, more so today,
yep.
There's a group of guys that are just really chuffed for each other.
Luke, set 140 to win. We were wondering whether you perhaps had gone out with a plan to just build steadily or whether you had sought to dominate and put the game, almost beyond reach fairly early on. And I guess you weren't there for long, but when Peterson came out, that was kind of the vibe he projected.
Yeah, definitely. I don't think we wanted to start off as slow. I think, that's in a way how you get yourself in trouble. I think you've always got to show intent and, credit to the bowlers early on. They swung the ball and made it hard work. But we probably wanted to get off to a bit of better start than that. But, with Kev, I thought the way he came in straight away was hitting the ball sweet and obviously put the bowlers under pressure. And, that was massive for us. And as I said, the way he's played throughout the tournament, the way he's played the last few years, he's been absolutely brilliant and, showing what a world-class player he is.
And a quick word about the Thunder.
Just quickly, Tim, Luke's getting the wrap-up down here. He's got another commitment, so just one more.
Yeah, what are the facets of the Thunder's game that you really have to treat with respect?
I think all the way through, they've got serious international talent. We've seen, obviously, Andre Russell, he's been outstanding all the way through. The way Watson's playing, Mike Hussey, just to name a few, they've played really well. And I think under Paddy Upton, you can see, I mean, I've played under him myself. He's very similar in a way to Flem. He's a relaxed, he's good man manager, and I think you've just seen they've enjoyed themselves, and obviously credit to them. You know, they've come from four hard years under there, but the way they perform, they look like they're just having fun. So, look, it's a great day out. You always want to get to a final. The worst is going out in the semi, so we set up a nice day, and, you know, we prepare the same. We go into it with the same relaxed attitude, and you know, hopefully we can have a good day out.
It will be a great night. Enjoy it. Thanks for joining us, Luke.
Thanks, guys.
Luke.